Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. While Jesus was speaking, an official came forward, knelt down before him, and said, "My daughter has just died, but come, lay your hand on her, and she will live." Jesus rose and followed him, and so did his disciples. A woman suffering hemorrhages for 12 years came up behind him and touched the tassel of his cloak. She said to herself, "If I can only touch his cloak, I will be healed." Jesus turned around and saw her and said, "Courage, daughter. Your faith has saved you." From that hour, the woman was cured. When Jesus arrived at the official's house and saw the flute players and the crowd who were making a commotion, he said, "Go away. The girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they ridiculed him. And when the crowd was put out, he came and took her by the hand, and the little girl arose. And news of this spread throughout all that land. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The whole of redemption can be summarized in restoring to its proper sacrality all that God had made. So we see progressive stages in that in today's reading. In this first reading from the book of Genesis, Jacob takes a rest with a stone for a pillow and has the dream of the famous Jacob's ladder and angels ascending and descending upon that ladder. And he exclaimed, "Truly the Lord is in this spot, although I didn't know it." And then with words that are inscribed in stone in so many European cathedrals, "How awesome is this shrine. This is nothing else but an abode of God. This is the gateway to heaven." It was right there in the midst of the desert with a simple little stone in the middle of his sleep that God revealed to Jacob just how holy that spot was. It wasn't just that spot. The earth is the Lord's in its fullness. All of it belongs to the Lord. And the Lord was starting in his catechesis with Jacob from that simple stone in that spot. And what he's wanted to do throughout all of salvation history is expand it so that we would recognize that the earth is the Lord's spot, although we and so many others didn't know it. How awesome is the gift to the world that God has given us. It's nothing other than God's abode and the gateway to heaven. The new heaven and the new earth isn't going to start beyond the planet Neptune. The new heaven and the new earth is going to erupt around us, and that's why Jesus would say, "The kingdom is already at hand, it's among you." So we would see from that rock, from the temple that would eventually be built by Jacob, where he had taken refuge, trying to run away from his evil twin. It's just good to have other identical twins. Though they were fraternal. Obviously because they didn't have the same hair patterns, right? They were bizygotic. Nevertheless, from that simple shrine, we get to tents, we get to temples, and ultimately we get to Jesus, who would come down from heaven to earth to become the new temple that would be destroyed but 3 days later rebuilt. We see the extraordinary infleshment of God's presence in Jesus' body in the double miracle in today's gospel. This synagogue official we know from St. Mark's more extended version of the scene came to Jesus. In Matthew, he just stated it laconically, "My daughter is dead." In St. Mark's, there was still some hope that she might be alive. But nevertheless, Jesus went up and he started to follow. So hasty was his compassion that just like his mom would run to Ein Karim at the visitation, so Jesus didn't tarry. But as he was going along, one of the most powerful scenes for me in the Synoptic Gospels occur. This woman slithers through the crowd, which was banging all around Jesus as a Middle Eastern crowd would as they were rushing to that home. And at the risk of being trampled upon, at the risk of contaminating with ritual impurity everybody else because of her 12-year flow of blood, she just reaches out and touches the hem of Jesus' garment, knowing that if she did, she could be cured. She had that type of faith in touching that living, walking, breathing, blessing temple. And then Jesus, who was not afraid to be interrupted. And that's why I think this scene is so powerful, because we are always interrupted. Jesus, who's rushing to save a little girl's life, turns around, and as we see in St. Mark, says, "Who touched me?" He wants to have that personal relationship. It's not just this anonymity. But Jesus came to enter into that personal relationship, which will be the third part of this work of redemption, which we'll talk about in a second. Finally, the woman revealed herself, and Jesus said, "Don't be afraid. Your faith has saved you." We have a greater privilege than to touch Jesus' outer garment. We have a chance to touch him, and like what happened with the daughter later, be touched by him, not just on the outside, but on the inside. And what happened in the gospel has the total opportunity to happen with us. Jesus wants to give us that gift of faith so that we are able to touch and be touched by him in that same transformative way. So that he can bring about the third reality in the history of salvation, in which we too become that temple. St. Paul would say most famously in his letter to the Corinthians that you are the temple of God. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. You're not your own. Glorify God in your body. But Jesus, through this touch on the inside, wants to incorporate us into his body, that living temple, that holy abode of God. That just as much as it was said, "Our Lady, blessed are you among women," and by St. John, "The Word became flesh and dwelled among us within her." So we receive the exact same Jesus. And he makes his abode in us, and he transforms us into his body to go out and touch the world and be touched by them. That makes everything new. You may not sleep on a stone, you may sleep on a pillow, but the same Lord Jesus who is with Jacob in the desert is with you at night. All of these streets in Manhattan are naves and aisles of his great cathedral, because it's all his abode. But so many don't see it. So many don't recognize how awesome the world is. The Lord wants to awaken us anew with a similar exaltation of Jacob. The greatest stairway to heaven, the greatest means by which we touch the Lord and he touches us, the greatest location in which he transforms us into the fulfillment of his redemption is right here at Mass. So today we reach out for him and he reaches out toward us. Let us ask him to work that type of transition within us so that we might become whom he truly created us and redeemed us to be. And let us say to him with regard to this mind-blowing truth, Lord, in you I place my trust. Praise be Jesus Christ.
Amen.